When Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi came to Facebook in Palo Alto and hugged Mark Zuckerberg at a town hall, he went up several notches in cool.
Prime Minister Modi, it's an honor to welcome you to Facebook.
The image of the two men hugging was splashed all over Indian media. But there's no such thing as a free hug. Instead, there's free basics. Facebook has blanketed newspapers and billboards in India, drumming up support for free basics. The ad budget, says one news report, is about one-third of all its India revenue. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. What's free basics? It's the new avatar of its old internet.org. Facebook says it's about providing millions of poor Indians with free access to basic internet services.
We know that when people have access to the internet, they also get access to jobs, education, healthcare, communication.
Zuckerberg tells India it's the right thing to do.
Internet.org and Facebook 100% support net neutrality, but at the same time, I think we should all make sure that we also continue to push for access, because that is extremely important. I think we all have a moral responsibility to look out for people who do not have the internet.
Except internet activists, academics, companies like Zomato say what Facebook and Indian telecom behemoth Reliance are teaming up to do is create a walled garden where stuff they like and approve of will be free. Things Reliance doesn't like voice over IP, won't. The Indian comedy sketch AIB explains it in a video.
While they aren't charging people money to sign on and become partners, what they are doing is creating a walled garden of select apps and services that people can access for free. But if you try to leave this garden and go onto the rest of the internet, you'd get charged.
Look, we can't afford it otherwise, says Facebook. We are not making money out of this. We don't even have ads in free basics. AIB says,
put 4 million ads on your platform and then use that money to give everyone access to the entire internet with a data limit instead of giving them access to 25 websites with no limit. That's digital equality.
The AIB guys say if free basics had been around when Facebook was struggling to get off the ground against social networking sites like Orkut in India, they'd have been doomed.
Facebook isn't trying to protect your rights. Facebook is just trying to make sure that there will never be another Facebook again.
Indian entrepreneur Mahesh Murthy says this is nothing short of digital apartheid. He writes, unlike the rest of us who are all digitally equal, being able to access the full and complete internet, which has more than a billion sites on it, Facebook wants to offer our poor, our young, and our future a few dozen sites. That's all. AIB contends this is twisting the basic idea of net neutrality.
Facebook and telecom operators are trying to change the definition of net neutrality. They're trying to define net neutrality as everyone being able to access the internet. Whereas the truth is, actual net neutrality means anyone being able to access everything on the internet.
Facebook is puzzled Indian net activists are up in arms about its charity. It's not selling ads, but all it's really saying is it's not selling ads yet. And collecting a lot of data that it says it won't use yet. Mahesh Murthy says the real reason for this charity with strings is that Facebook, which is banned in China, has put a lot of eggs in the India basket when it comes to growth. As it dukes it out with Google for this market, Murthy says free basics is just a strategy to offer Facebook, but not Google, at the mass poor people level. As the January 7th deadline draws near for comments to India's telecom regulatory authority, Facebook is leaving no stone unturned. Mark Zuckerberg wrote an editorial in the leading Times of India touting the wonders of Free Basic and asked, who could possibly be against this? Opposition to Free Basics is being painted as elitist and unpatriotic.
We know that for every 10 people connected to the internet, roughly one is lifted out of poverty. We know that for India to make progress, more than 1 billion people need to be connected to the internet. That's not theory, that's fact.
But others are asking, is net neutrality just a right for the West and a luxury for the rest? And must poor countries be told, be grateful, half an internet is better than no internet at all? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.